Всемирный каббалистический конгресс «Каббала для всех» в Молдавии, урок 6.
Каббала for everyone, lesson 6. Aiming for mutual connection with the Creator.
Или еще называется «Настраиваемся на обоюдный контакт с Творцом».
It's also called «Tuning ourselves into mutual connection with the Creator».
Окончательной целью творения было... чтобы наполнение.
The whole purpose of creation was that bestowal would come down only through an awakening from below and raising of man, that the assembly of Israel awakens, the group awakens, the ten.
И благодаря тому, что они поднимают ман,
and when they raise man, by this all the world or worlds ascend and add passion to adhere to their root. And this is the main joy of the Creator. When Israel cleansed themselves from the depths of corporeality and yearn to adhere to their Creator. In other words, everything happens only with the help and as a consequence of raising of man that is awakened by people who try to connect using every opportunity. And when they're unable to do that, that's when the sman is formed, a determined prayer, upon which they deserve an answer from above.
Мы испробовали все возможности для того, чтобы соединиться с самим.
We've tried all opportunities to unite on our own and become similar to the Creator, to raise up to Him. Or do we have something more left in us? Do we need to try all of these opportunities until the very end? Or can we ask now? Will this type of a request be serious? If we haven't tried everything else yet, maybe we don't need to try everything else, maybe it's not even possible. But our common prayer to the Creator, in any state, even in the most beginner state, this request will give us an answer. What do you think? Tens, what do you think? Please go ahead.
Нету другого момента, только этот, когда мы.
There is no other moment except the current one, when we should demand. And all of the limitations that haven't been yet corrected is my closeness. I must ask for the friends so that we would do it together. Then it will be possible.
The upper force has prepared everything. Even before I was born, everything exists. Everything is awaiting our action, and He has already gathered these greatest of the generation that must raise this man and do this wonderful request to the Creator with determination. And each one of you is so important and chosen. And there's such joy an inspiration from this action right now.
We're not going to be able to go through all the questions because we are simply not going to live long enough. So we must throw away everything that's unnecessary. because we have certain similarity to human beings, so we must throw away everything unnecessary and turn to the ten right away. And through the ten, we must try to reach the Creator.
Товарищи, которые здесь находятся,
The Creator and the friends that are here now, you can see how much effort they have put in comparison to what I put in. Of course, if I will be focusing on myself, then I'll find something there that I can do, but didn't, and it turns out that my request is not true. But if I look at my friends and see that they've done everything they could, then I can ask for them. They've done it, right? So why isn't the Creator revealed in them?
I think we've used every possibility that the Creator has given to us, and now we are ready to raise a unified man. We must give this pleasure to him. He's waiting for us.
Right, and that's why Kabbalists recommend for us to work in this kli. We need to create this kli. We shouldn't find fulfillment for it. So the only means to attain that is just like he from his uniqueness has created many forms, then all of these different forms we unite back into him.
We already have this ten. The faces may change, but the ten is here. This upper ten about which our friend has told us about. I know how difficult it is for me to connect. To accept the Cicerone. To search for him in every connection we have that the Creator is revealing for us. But I'm asking from you here and now because there's no one who's smarter than the one who's experienced. I simply cannot wait. I'm asking for you.
Yep, there's none more experienced than more wise than experienced. I don't think that we have used all opportunities. We haven't even taken advantage of the most important opportunity. But we're always standing at the doorway to this. And perhaps we haven't hit that point that we need to hit, and perhaps our ego doesn't allow us to do that. Though I do think that we have come close to this point. And as soon as we put pressure on it, the answer will come, which has been already prepared before our request. We simply need to combine our request with the sensor, and we can do this only with our common effort.
We must always make efforts as much as possible and keep asking the Creator all the time. Because at each step, a new state is revealed, even though we're right now in the early stages, even during preparation. We must turn to the Creator, because if we're making the maximum effort, then we'll very quickly discover that we are unable to do this on our own. So we must keep holding on to our connection and not forget each other. And it's important for us to do this together, and we'll receive the answer quickly.
The Creator brought us together in this way so that we would long for Him. And the question is, do I need to come to desperation in order to pray, or do I need to pray right away for the Creator to aim us? I want to pray right away so that all of us would do this. He said, choose this for yourself, and this is what we must choose at every moment in time, and then the prayer will come, because we'll already be in connection with Him. we will be forced to connect, because we'll see that we can do it on our own. And we'll realize that we need it, and then he will receive an answer from him.
There's another factor. The fact that it's not just us who's asking. They're asking, and the nations of the world are asking us to make this change in our hearts and in our minds. And there's Kabbalists who've gone through this, and the time is really forcing us, and we can't really not take this into consideration.
И с такой благодарностью к тебе, когда ты нам уже признался, что у тебя еще нет слова на твоем языке.
Feel this, and with such gratitude towards you, you read all of these desires of my heart. I don't even need to pronounce them. And you've promised.
Сказано, сделайте мне храм, и я буду обитать среди вас.
That create a temple for me and I will dwell in there. We're talking about a point in the heart. So that the Creator could be there. So a person needs to try to build this structure of holiness, Kedusha. And the structure will be able to contain the upper abundance called abundance poured from the giver to the receiver. However, according to the rule, there must be equivalence of form between the giver and the receiver. So the receiver, too, must have the aim to bestow like the giver. This is called action. This is called action, as it is written, let them make me a temple. In other words, build an intention to bestow. Above all of your desires, it doesn't matter what the desires are. What matters is the intention. And where the action applies to the vessel, to the kli, and not the light, because light relates to the Creator, and only the action pertains to the creatures. So we must, above each one of our actions, build, create a roof of sorts, an intention to bestow. You can receive, you can bestow, it doesn't matter what you do, as long as the intention is bestowed. So how do we build this temple? Please, go ahead.
Для начала нужно посмотреть вокруг на товарищей.
First of all, I must look around at the friends.
Just figure out how you'll be building it. The foundation, the columns, the walls, the roof. Everything needs to represent the intention to bestow.
Ты архитектор, тебе карты в руки.
You're the architect, so you hold all the cards.
Десятку и вместе с ней туда влёг бы в основание этой здания.
So I would take the 10 and I would really get into it with the whole 10.
Yeah, of course, everything starts with foundation. This foundation is placed upon the ground, the gravel, depending on what kind of gravel there is, meaning our desire will be underlying. Upon this will depend on what kind of foundation we'll build. It can be this form or that form, but it needs to be the form where it will be stable. And I see that this being very stable, and this desire needs to correspond to the Creator, otherwise this building will fall.
Yeah, to make sure that this building doesn't fall, we need cement. And this cement is our intention. It's for bestowal for him. And this cement will bring the whole building together.
Yep. And this intention is built from stones. And into this stone, we need to place our self-annulment. And each one of these stones is poured over by cement.
Да, материал, камень. Я вижу, как они сейчас оттесываются. Я не знаю, каждый обнуляет себя перед этим, перед этой великой целью доставить наслаждение Творцу, принять от него эту добавку, эту, этот ответ, стоять крепко вместе, плечом к плечу, как братья, быть готовыми к этому, к тому, чтобы принять от него. И мы знаем, что он добавит. У нас есть уверенность. Это конгресс, уже не первый. Строим.
Я думаю, что фундамент мы можем положить просьбу о товарище.
I think that this foundation, into this foundation can place the request for friends, when friends just mentioned that each one of them annuls himself. This is truly an important moment because our care for ourselves doesn't go anywhere. It is our nature. But we somehow put it aside and we take the request for our friends instead, and then we truly have assurances that this request is not egoistic. And in order to take this request for the friends, you need to tune into the friends. We need to build these walls of mutual connection, when their request truly will become no less important than our own.
We learn that everything exists in reality. We just need to reveal it. And this also has to be revealed to us, because if we perform our work, thanks to the advice of the teachers, Kabbalists tell us what we need to do. Rav gives us lots of advice in the lesson. And if we wouldn't have done this, then this plan, this what we need to do would not have been revealed to us. We don't know what the plan is and how we need to build it. We must do it in order to perform the advice of our teachers.
We need to remember that if the Creator hasn't built a house, then it's the efforts of those of the builders are useless. So we need to build this workshop where we'll be asking to invert our desires and place it into the soil, like Kabbalists say that this foundation needs to be stable, and then pour the cement over so that it wouldn't be movable. And then we'll start building these walls, and so that we'd be able to protect ourselves from wind and bad weather. The Creator needs to build this. We need to simply ask and raise man to him so that he would be building this for us.
Yeah, we have a lot of help. And everyone's prepared to do this. This is the rules of construction, and in the group, in order for this construction to be done quickly, we must unite and feel one another, and to come to this with an open heart. And we need to do this knowing what we're doing this for, and it really helps us.
Свитки ее написано все уже о нас.
Of course, Hapsups, which is within each one of us, and this is already written in the scriptures. The stone that was
завершить и вести нас в этот дворец
was taken away is necessary now for building of this temple.
И это высшая сила, это цемент, который.
And a super force. It's the cement that connects stones together, and it's connecting us into a kli, so this would be without any holes, it would be one hole.
Yeah,
everything that we create needs to come as a result of our work. It needs to be this raising of man from below upwards. It's what depends on us, not on the Creator. And whatever is given to us, whatever desires we're given, we simply take it in, accept it as a material to work for building this.
We must ask. The Creator is waiting for our request, and He will build it.
Когда на бархат небосвода ночь разбросает жемчуг звезд. Придем в любое время года, сквозь ветер, снегопад и дождь. Столы для трапезы накроем, любовь в бокалы разольем, сердца в объятиях успокоим, пред небом встанем и споем о том, что нам с тобой даровано. Святая тайна бытия, невеста светом коронована, и мы с тобой ее друзья. Зеркало разбитого с годами ранят все сильней, и просит свет душа открытая, и просит молча за друзей о том, чтоб им была дарована святая тайна бытия, и невеста светом коронована, чтоб стали все ее друзьями. Погаснет пламя духа поющих стражников зари. Горят светильники великие учителей святой любви. Столы для трапезы накрыты, любовь во бокалы разлита, сердца объятиям открыты, и песня наполнила уста о том, что нам с тобой даровано святая тайна бытия, невеста светом коронована, и мы с тобой ее друзья. Небосвода ночь разбросает жемчуг звезд. Придем в любое время года, сквозь ветер, снегопад и дождь. Столы для трапезы накроем, любовь в бокалы разольем, сердца в объятиях успокоим, пред небом встанем и споем.
Пишет Рабаш, высшие света для человека уже готовы.
Rabash writes that the upper lights are already prepared for a person. And it is called that a calf wants to eat more than the cow wants to feed more than the calf wants to eat. And all we are lacking is the desire in a vessel. And Kli after restriction is called Masach and Orchazer, and that is what connects the upper with the lower. That is, through it, the lower one connects with the upper one. When this connector does not exist, the lower one cannot see the upper one, and the upper one is regarded as non-existent from the perspective of the lower one. Hence, to the extent that one begins to work for the sake of the Creator, to that extent he acquires the connection with the upper light. And by the measuring of his connection, so is the measure of his attainment.
Как нам достичь состояния?
How do we reach a state so that we would be able to give to the Creator as much as He desires to give to us? Let's make sure that each ten will convince each friend that this is possible, that this is necessary. Please. Convince your ten, each person, in order that we need to desire to bestow to the Creator, at least to a small degree, to the extent that He desires to bestow to us. And we can only do this through the friends. Please try to do this together. One with another, one against another, everything should be mixed. Go ahead.
Братья, я прошу вас.
Friends, I'm asking you.
Слова кончились. Давайте молиться, чтобы Творец дал силу нам.
Let's just pray for the Creator to give us strength.
Потому что все наше кли это обращение к Творцу.
Because all of our кли is
вся награда. И это возможно только если пытаться влиться друг в друга, в хисарон товарища войти. И он дал такую прекрасную возможность. Мы пытаемся объединиться, а ее никогда невозможно закончить между нами, только если не пригласить его. Вот его приглашение, это и есть уже все. Поэтому это возможно.
Но я уже пробовал весь конгресс. Ну и до этого, наверное, несколько раз.
I've been trying this entire congress, and even before that, several times. I wouldn't say how many. With the friends in great tens.
А сейчас пришло время.
And right now, time has come. Time has come to ask. I'm asking for you like never before.
Я буду находиться в этой молитве, в молитве, чтобы просить за вас. Я прошу его,
чтобы be in this prayer to ask for you, so that he would give strength to everyone, so that in this circle there would be his revelation. And we would create this kli about which Rav has been talking about.
I'm certain that the efforts that you've applied that today, and even at this lesson, you will feel that you're doing this for the sake of the Creator, and that there is no greater action in the person's life rather than to ask for the sake of the group. You will not even want to know anything, because you'll see all the friends are already in this flow, and this will be the best reward that you have. And I, when I speak for you, I also mean myself. I want to be in this request, so that this would be given to you, this secret of the universe, and I don't want any other reward for myself.
Kabbalists say that the Creator wishes to bring pleasure to His creatures. With what, though? He wants to give them an opportunity to feel what it means to be a bestower, because that's an upper type of pleasure. And in the eyes of the upper, to be a bestower, it means to realize His desire. And what we need to do here is to become His partners and to pass His light to the entire world, which is why we have no other task but to be in bestowal. If He already gives us an opportunity to give some sort of an action of bestowal, we need to try to do this together, especially in relation to the friends. We need to try to clarify this, and if we're unable to nullify ourselves and listen to our friends, then we need to ask for them. This is our entire work.
Yeah, and we just need to remember that the Creator gives us everything the opposite, although lying to us, but without this we would not be able to ask. This is the only opportunity, and we can only do this together, and this is why we were born in this world. And this is what we must aspire to. There is nothing more than this.
Where the Creator, the upper force, wants us to ask to the max. And in my permanent 10, and not only, I know that when we pass our request through the friends, we receive even more. And every time it's a calling to ask more and more. And the uniqueness of this moment at this Congress is that time has come to ask for everything. Everything that the Creator wants to give us. And everything that belongs to us. A lot of miracles have occurred. We need to ask for this miracle to finally happen.
This is above my understanding, this changing, to change from reception to bestowal, and this is such an opportunity that the Creator prepared for us, and this is His desire, and He suffers so that we would do this.
Сердце замки, старый добрый закон, сердцу быть под замком, и неважно, друзья и враги, бьет о камни вода, за годами года превращается камень в песок. Если сердце отдал ты товарищу в дар, то рассыпется старый замок, течет река любви. Полюби, и ненависти рухнет гора, спадет броня сердец, и наконец увидим мир любви и добра. бьются пули о камень, жестоких сердец высекаются искры любви. Мы молитвой о друге скрепляем круги и не ждем, что получим ответ. И вдруг сами собой разлетятся замки и польется рекой высший свет. Течет река любви, ты полюби, и ненависти рухнет гора, спадет броня сердец, и наконец увидим мир любви и добра. Течет река любви, ты полюби, и ненависти рухнет гора, спадет броня сердец, и наконец увидим мир любви и добра.
Пишет Баля Сулам.
Баля Сулам writes.
Мы сами должны пробудить желание свыше отдавать нам.
We must evoke a desire from above to administer below. We must excite the Creator so that He'd give us the desire to bestow. And it is not enough that we have the desire to receive, but there must be a goodwill on the part of the giver too, to give us this new desire to bestow. And even though there is a general desire to do good to his creations, he still awaits for our desire to awaken his desire. And if we are unable to evoke his desire, it is a sign that the desire on our part, the will to receive, is still incomplete. And it is not complete, it is not perfect. So, it is precisely by praying, asking, so that we would have the Creator's desire from above, so that He would give to us what we're asking for, we come that a true desire becomes stronger inside of us, and it becomes fit to receive the true desire from above. So, constant turning to the Creator from the ten, gradually it brings one to a so that our request becomes a true desire and it will evoke a response. And the Creator is the law of nature. It is a law of nature. We must reach a certain threshold in our efforts and then we will receive from above a new life, a new quality, quality of bestowal. Until we're able to break through this threshold, then we don't have this true desire, and we will not be able to correctly use this quality from above, and we'll use it egoistically, and this is something that the upper governances will not allow us. So continuous, exciting, evoking the Creator's desire through the ten, it is necessary, it is a necessary condition. So that in the ten, a true desire would awaken and a necessary volume and quality. And then we will receive from above a new quality of bestowal. Right now you're in regular tens, let's say. How do you, every moment, every day, doesn't matter what your conditions are, you turn to the Creator and you ask, you plead, you cry, it doesn't matter what you're doing. The most important thing, I don't know how to say this, like a little child, it's not letting adults, not leaving them alone. How do we constantly shake up the Creator like a nag him? Try to find the right way to do this between you in the most annoying way possible. Only from this is the This is the only condition to offer our success. Go ahead.
Я никогда не смогу в себе возбудить желание отдавать.
I will never be able to awaken within myself a desire to bestow.
Только десятка, только товарищи.
Only a ten can do this. Only the friends will be able to do this if they will be constantly tell me about this. But in order for my friends to tell me about this, I need to tell them about this as well.
Ну, если мы находимся в связи целый день на уроках, неважно.
If we are connected throughout the day in the lessons, doesn't matter where.
Тогда есть что делать, потому что там бесконечная работа.
Then there is, then there are things we can do.
Пробудить товарищей для того, чтобы дать.
In order to awaken the friends, to give them importance.
Чтобы также они действовали, чтобы это на них повлияло, чтобы все вместе мы таким образом действовали.
In order for this to influence them, so that we would be able to awaken each other. And we'd focus towards this force, and we'd accept everything given to us as the most optimal thing. Every moment to have the most optimal in order to awaken others.
This constant request comes from within. It needs to happen every second, every minute. Ask the friends, ask the Creator. Like small kids. That's an example. A small child will grab onto you and just scream and tug at you and ask you and hang on to you with their teeth and ask and scream and cry and cry and cry and cry.
Но это постоянство из тех же форм работы между нами, поэтому столь важно взаимовключение.
And this is coming from the forms of work between us, so we must include ourselves into the friends, and we must reopen our hearts to the friends. Because the correct form of deficiency can only be given to you by the friends. And he will not be able to give the form to his own deficiency without each one of us helping one another based on our own necessities, and that's why this work, it's constant. It's giving us this possibility, and we have a chance to do this work.
Here I'm in the company of small children of the Creator, but you are adults for me, the greatest, and I'm the smallest here among you. You ask him constantly, every day, every night, but right now I have an opportunity to attempt to train so that he wouldn't take away this desire, that it would be exactly like it's written. I will remember this. I will continue now and later as well.
Of course, no one here is a hero, but we all understand that without interconnectedness, we cannot be in this request constantly, because the Creator disconnects us from this request all the time. So what can we do against this? These are obstacles that he's giving us so that we'd be able to plug into one another even more. We must receive this importance that this request must always be there. And only He generates this desire for us to continuously ask. If I don't have anything to ask for, there's nothing that I can ask for. And 10 gives us the necessity, the deficiency, and the more we plug ourselves in, the more deficiency we feel and can start to ask.
In theory, everything is simple. Everything comes from the Creator, and the Creator is everywhere. We heard this many times, and the way we should behave in the group, but He purposely disconnects us.
Сказали как-то мне, что я попал в десятку. Десятка — это 10 человек. Теперь я не один, я часть миропорядка. И буду этой частью весь свой век, 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 век. Я думал про себя, надолго это счастье. Потерпим пару-тройку скучных дней. Пока не перейдем мы к зависти и страсти, сердцу будет веселее. Если братья в сердце у меня, десять братьев, вся моя родня. Десять братьев, смейся и пляши. Десять братьев, свет моей души. Десять братьев, сердце у меня. Десять братьев, вся моя родня. Десять братьев, а не посмотри. Десять нас, ни восемь и ни три. И если мы себя исправим на отдачу, за нами весь потянется народ, рот, рот, рот. Когда исправим мы любимую десятку и сменим букву «Я» на букву «Мы», узнаем, что любить других бывает сладко, свет увидим мы из тьмы. Десять братьев в сердце у меня, десять братьев вся моя родня. Десять братьев в кольце и пляши, десять братьев свет моей души. Десять братьев в сердце у меня, десять братьев вся моя родня. Десять братьев, как ни посмотри, десять нас, не восемь и не три.
Сборник законов поручителя. Законы поручительства духовного мира.
The laws of mutual guarantee of the spiritual world. I'm asking for your attention.
Духовные законы иначе как с помощью поручительства.
It is not possible to observe the Torah and Mitzvot, the commandments, unless through Arvut, when each one becomes responsible for his friend. Since the essence of observance of the spiritual laws, which is the desire, is through unity, anyone who wishes to take upon himself the burden of these laws and mitzvot, which is primarily by overcoming the desire, must be included in the whole of Israel, in the ten, in the society, in great unity. And for this reason, at the time of the reception of the Torah during the mutual guarantee, they immediately become responsible for one another because they were regarded as one. Precisely, the most important thing is the desire. Since observing the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity, when all are regarded as one. And it follows that through this, the goal of unity is revealed. And in this way, this huge shattered desire gathers into one big whole. Only through mutual guarantee, when each one guarantees for everyone else, and he feels that all are for him and he's for everyone else, and in this way they all are compounded into one desire, which will naturally be similar to the Creator. One receives one whole. How do we, please explain to yourselves and to everyone else, how do we attain the action of mutual guarantee? What does it mean that I'm a guarantor for another? Do I determine his actions, his thoughts, his actions? How can I be a guarantor for him? Who am I? What am I? Do I dominate him? If it's a small child, then I can... I'm his guardian. I make sure that he doesn't do anything stupid. But if it's an adult, then what am I responsible for? For his thoughts? For his desires? Can I guarantee, be a guarantor for that? Do you believe me that I can't even be a guarantor for my own self? And moreover, for someone else, for the friend. How can I be required to be a guarantor for the friend? Maybe I can sign under $100, but to sign under his actions, intentions, desires, spiritual ones, why is this demanded from us? How can this be even realized? Let's think together. Let's recommend and advise one another. Whoever will find the whoever will come to a decision, please raise your hand. Or a solution.
So we're thinking and we're talking to one another. Can I be someone who's responsible to the friends? That I have to support them? Can I? I can't even exit myself, so I have to keep asking the Creator. As Rav said, that we have to keep on annoying the Creator, because I can't do it on my own. You created me completely differently. Give me the opportunity to think about them, to ask for them. If this is something that we are going to do all the time, then we're going to be aspiring towards this mutual guarantee.
Yep, and this force of mutual guarantee we can gather.
Just
the Creator cares for us, loves us. In this way, we can also gather such love and care. That will be even bigger than that of the Creator.
взаимовключение, в объединение, когда мы ищем друг друга.
In this mutual connection and unification, where we're seeking the strength in one another and confidence, then everything becomes possible.
Эти условия, обстоятельства, это твое желание, Буре, которое.
And these conditions, your desire for the Creator that you given to us as an instruction, where you raising us to the tallest peak of the mountain of hatred, and you're saying that only Moshe is speaking to me. Everybody else is waiting for this connection, but this love that must come—it's has all the strength.
Yes, in our town, we've been writing this agreement for the last 6 months, and we can't seem to be able to sign it. Something is always missing, either a pen or something else. And here, you need to be a guarantor for your friends. Of course, it's this can only be done when you completely annul yourself and ask the Creator to do everything.
То, что все мои поступки, мысли, действия, они все, они определяют.
Yeah, all of my actions, thoughts.
Товарищ на мою десятку, на окружение.
They influence my ten, my friends, my environment.
Что я думаю про товарищей, как я к ним отношусь.
And they must be careful about what am I thinking about the friends, what kind of an example am I setting, because it definitely influences them. And the Creator sets all of this up, and He gives us the thoughts, everything. So we must be asking the Creator all the time to be the best example for the friends, so that He would be able to send us the best of thoughts, give us the strength in order to attract the friends to the goal, and so on.
Where is our freedom of will if there's none else besides Him? So He gave us this freedom of will in our request for one another, in our request for everything. If you don't have a request, then ask Him for a desire to request. If there's no desire, then ask for a desire. The only freedom of will is in the request for the friends.
Рав говорил, и как-то такая картина встала. Мы из статики собственных ощущений, собственного вот этого вот нахождения.
From our static experiences of being in here and these thoughts and actions, we must enter into dynamic of aspiring towards outside, into the friends. That's why we're being told, love your friends. This is the dynamics of the picture. And this dynamic must be reproduced again and again and done again. And the result, it comes from the Creator nonetheless. This is the Creator's action. But the dynamic must be recreated once upon the other, and if you stop, you're again in your static state.
Yeah,
I have a feeling that each one is asking for the friends, which is why I'm asking you, the Creator, give me an opportunity to ask for them. Give me an opportunity to ask for them to raise above themselves, to ask for the friends in order to unite into this one Kli for your revelation. And I know we'll not be able to do this without your help. Give me an opportunity to ask for them. I know, you already asked for Adomas and Alex and Aaron. There was already a covenant. Thank you. And give me more strength to work for them.
Кто-то нашел решение?
Did anyone find an answer? A solution?
Пару выскочек я уже вижу.
Oh, good. All right. I see a few hands, a lady as well. So send me your representatives, and we will ask them. In the meantime, Maestro, please play something calming for us.
Товарищ, друг и брат, ты помнишь древний Вавилон? Как возгордились во сто крат и захотели стать как он. Как перестали понимать друг друга даже в мелочах. И мысли стали излагать с тобой на разных языках. Но это в прошлом все, мой брат. Я знаю, ты не виноват. Лишь об одном тебя молю. Возьмемся за руки и будем вместе. Амен. Верни мне, мои братьев, за любовь тебе взамен. Обнявшись вместе, будем песни петь с тобой. А помнишь, как мы разбрелись потом за три девять земель? Как без причины подрались, и вспомни слезы матерей. Ты долго странствовал, мой брат, и много в жизни повидал. Пора вернуть друзей назад, что в Вавилоне потерял. Мы тоже долго шли с тобой и вместе шли в разнобой. И вот пришли к концу пути, что, взявшись за руки, воспеть вместе. Амен. Верни мне, мои братья, за любовь тебе взамен, брат мой. Давай, обнявшись вместе, будем песни петь с тобой. А потом то лево куляну и шикат левый хак. А потом то лево куляну и шикат левый хак. А потом то лево куляну и шикат левый хак. А потом то лево куляну и шикат.
Ну, кто там нашел решение? Поручитель.
So who found a solution to our VUT, mutual guarantee?
Ну, значит, мы в десятке выясняли. Вот.
Товарищ, урок еще не закончен.
So we spoke about this in the ten.
By the way, the lesson is not over yet. He's just going to explain this to us, and then we'll have homework based on their incorrect answers.
So it became clear.
могу только если за меня все товарищи, мои десятки.
I understood that I can only raise my hand only if all the friends on my 10 will guarantee for me. And I asked the 10, do they accept me, the guarantee for me or no? And that's what we spoke about. So everyone has to be for everyone. And then everything's going to work out. So each friend said that they accept the guarantee, and I raised my hand. And then they said you should get up. And we got up. To show that we found, and that it was scary to hold up my hand and to stand. When everyone is sitting and discussing, sometimes people, if there's people here who studied for a long time, and we are from the young group from Kiev.
Это хорошо. Это хорошо.
Наивность новичка, она. This naivety of a newcomer is very good. Thank you.
Ну, еще и девушки тоже решили.
Можно?
Прошу.
Women have also come to a solution.
Really, we couldn't not come to a guarantee for one another, but when we build this mutual guarantee, each for one another, and being responsible for what he's asking for, then it feels like the Creator is also being enters this guarantee for us, and we influence one another in this constant work, then I think we are building the environment.
You're explaining to us the law of mutual guarantee.
This is what we do.
How will you plan to fulfill it?
In everyday process, in all our changing states, literally like on a schedule, like what Ramchal is doing in all of our dissemination lessons, and every 5 minutes, like a child who's bugging you, that's the Creator, the sensation of greatness and unity.
Well, maybe it will happen. Yes, Dennis.
So first of all, our 10 came here in its full composition, all 10 of us.
Да, и мы обсудили и решили принять решение.
So we discussed and we decided to make a pact and invite the Creator into this pact. And maybe he's going to do something differently in the next moment, but we made this decision and we made the pact.
Решили на всякий случай пригласить его, чтобы он делал в нем свою работу.
Чтобы он был поручителем.
Чтобы он был поручителем.
Это верно. Но и как вы рассчитываете?
That he would be a guarantor. And how are you planning to accept him?
With a celebration.
Давайте.
Good.
Решение от десятки юга России.
This is from the south of Russia. In the lesson today, you said the Creator destroys, but not completely. And if He destroys, but only to give more love and to bring you closer. And when a friend is in a descent, we make a pact that we will pray for her and will see the Creator behind all of her qualities.
So, have you decided to become guarantors for one another?
Yeah,
we make a pact on this. We will pray for one another and in all the states see the Creator. That we will ask and see the Creator in each friend and in all of our qualities.
That's also good. Next.
Виртуальная группа приехала, ну, где-то половина состава виртуальной группы, это где-то, ну, там всего 40, это больше 20 человек приехало сюда.
More than 20 friends came from the virtual group. That's more than half of us. Half of us are sitting here, half of us are on duty. And the question is, how do you see the development of virtual groups? Because as I feel this Congress and this unity physical here, and the virtual group, it influences each friend positively. Whether you're virtually or here physically, but these are completely different things, physically and virtually. And we see those who are behind monitors, and here you see them physically behind a table, and they're plugging in a lot more actively. But so far I'm only in this time for one lesson, but how do you see the development?
Maybe these
individuals will...
However it will be. I'm not the one guiding this. The Creator will somehow continue. Guide us towards the goal. That's it. How do I see this? I see what I see. One step ahead of what I need to do in order to move ahead a little bit and to move all those that desire to make this step with me. And more than that, I don't want to see at all. At some point in time, I was also aiming to see a bigger picture, but it's not like that. I understand today. I understand my teacher, in part, who also didn't want to think ahead. This thinking ahead is useless. What we need to do is act based upon the necessity at this very moment, and everything with closed eyes. I'm not interested in the future. I'm doing in the present moment what I need based on the Creator and for the Creator. The development that will occur is, that's not really a Kabbalistic question. Kabbalists don't ask what will be. He clarifies what he needs to do now. And the next moment, why does he not want to ask about this next moment? Because, first of all, the next moment relates to the question of faith. And by faith, it's meant that he gives himself into the dominion of the Creator. That's first of all. And second, because we reveal every time a new layer of this damaged, corrupt kli from this vessel of Adam that shattered, and we cannot predict anything for the future, which is why all of these fortune tellers are good on our corporeal level, but when we're talking about the spiritual level, there is no opportunity to see into the future. And if a Kabbalist would see the future, then he would close his eyes in order not to see. That's how it works. Hence, to ask me how I see the future, I'm not interested in the future. I'm telling you honestly, I'm not interested in what will occur in 1 year, 2, 5 years after me. Why? I'm not the master here. I only think about what is the most optimal efforts that I can put in today.
We
thought about who are we to make a pact for the friends if this is everything that's sent to us by the Creator. Don't you think that we can make a pact for us to pray, so that we pray for all the friends, so that especially the Creator would give us the correct thoughts and desires to the environment?
Maybe you're right, and maybe you'll change your opinion.
Границы поручительства вы потом определите.
Limitations of mutual guarantee is something you'll determine later.
The Creator gathered us into a ten, where each person is certain that there's no point to live without one another. I'm certain that each person will make a guarantee for one another, knowing that every thought, desires, my words came from the Creator. Do they know this? So I make a pact with them, because life without them does not make any sense at all.
What if you would have been asked to change the Creator for your friend? So, you say no, your friend is more important to you?
Yes. And I would say for my friends that first my friends will come to the Creator. Whether I push them there, I pull them there, it doesn't matter. If they come, I will come also. We don't have any other option here, and this is what we came to together as a ten. Other than what was already said, another sentence that was born, not very spiritual, but maybe a little dirty. And we don't really value these methods, but I think maybe we should. But maybe to tell the friends how much I'm successful in upholding the pact, the mutual guarantee. But to lie to one another, but in such a manner so that others would be envious and their desire would grow to see how are they capable of this. And they would begin asking for the Creator, and the Creator would show them the path.
Здравствуйте, Раф, еще раз. Выпуск ВГМАК 2018, осень. У нас тут приехало две мужских десятки, уже выпускных.
Которые... We have two tents from the virtual university. But we didn't study our route yet.
Но уже говорили о нем. То есть,
but we already spoke about it. We have this rough understanding of it. And so we... wrote down a couple of theses about how we see mutual guarantee in a ten. To plug into another friend, into their desire to remind about greatness of the goal, to be a filter for the friend between the friend and the external world, to perform the work for the friends, to be reliant on one another, to be responsible when someone is responsible for you, and to pay to the Creator for each friend with love.
That's pretty good for a beginner. Maybe too good.
Здорово.
Very nice.
Вы меня поражаете, честное слово.
You actually have been impressing me. I even feel a little bit uncomfortable. How are you, my students? Very good. You're well done.
Да.
Рав, во-первых, я хотела сказать, если дадите нас 7 человек из виртуальной группы на этом конгрессе, и...
There's 7 of us from the virtual group at this congress.
И наше решение было подписать ктубу, потому что мы считаем, что поручительство все равно должно подсказываться и продвигать нас к действиям каждый день. Поэтому мы решили подписать этот...
So we think that the guarantee and the pact has to push us ahead each day, and because the Creator is we should be like brides, and He is like a groom. So our pact together with the Creator will be to make each friend richer in the world clean, and we can even send this to all the...
Very nice. So this is an invitation to an engagement.
Yes.
Last question.
Как? А предпоследний. Хорошо.
Okay. One before.
Добрый день, мировой кли. Группа Молдовы. Пока я шел, я забыл, что хотел сказать. Но это путает нас Творец, и отсюда вспоминаю.
While I was walking, I forgot what I wanted to say. I'm from Moldova, but this is the Creator confusing us. But I see that the Creator is behind all of our actions. He confuses us on purpose, and He doesn't let us see in the front His image. And so, for each friend, the Creator is hiding. And this is how we decided to treat one another and to be in this intention. As long as we are in this intention. And I wanted to add that each person who came to the Congress, this is already an appearance in the mutual guarantee, and we are grateful that you are here as you are here. Thank you to all of you.
Thank you.
С Красноярска, это кто?
Question from Krasnoyarsk. From who?
Ну, тогда дайте ему. У него такой...
Мы десятка Красноярска. Мы сюда приехали...
We are a 10 from Krasnoyarsk. We came here with the help of the Creator and the World Kli.
И мы считаем, что поручительство — это когда...
And we think that mutual guarantee is when each person is ready to do everything for everyone. That doesn't matter how much they're investing. And we also do this with the help of the Creator. Without Him, the mutual guarantee is impossible.
Я сожалею, но у меня есть руководитель.
I apologize, but I have hosts who are telling me to shut it down. I'm very sorry about that.
No.
Товарищ мой, давай пойдем с тобой тут одни. Является мечтой день от нужды, страдания и бед не сможем мы. На все найти ответ с тобой, мой друг, мы сможем все пройти, но стоит жить. Ради такой мечты улыбнись, улыбками людей растворись. Желания друзей пусть всегда горят у нас сердца. Всех споем, мой друг, давай, давай, изменим мир вокруг, давай, давай, соединим сердца, давай, давай, поднимем небеса над землей, останови закат, мир един, не сомневайся, брат, юнай, объединение в этом, брат. Наше спасение, не унывай, если померкнет свет, давай, давай, и в этом есть ответ. Улыбнись, улыбками людей растворись, желания друзей пусть всегда горят у нас сердца, как одно, без края и конца. Давай, давай, мой друг, давай, давай, изменим мир вокруг, давай, давай, соединим сердца, давай, давай, поднимем небеса, ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла.
давай изменим мир вокруг.